Do you want more time? Do you want more money? Do you want more success? Do you want to be able to look back at your business life one day and say, wow, that was pretty cool? Well, tune in for the next 10 minutes or so to our podcast, Work Smarter, Not Harder. Saturday. My goodness, I am on a roll. I think I did 4 or 5 podcasts this week. This despite several challenges. One, a very close friend lost a close family member this week, and obviously wake and funeral, but also attending various functions. So busy, busy, but we keep the buzz going. Speaking of buzz, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Dana Pest Control. They take care of all sorts of pests, except for relatives. Bees, termites, ticks, rodents, but they are fantastic. They've been with us for like about, I guess, 10, 12 years. Like, we do their marketing and advertising, and we appreciate you guys. Second and third generation family-owned business. You can check them out at danapestcontrol.com. All right, thanks for listening today. So what are we talking about? This is going to be really quick, probably like a 3 or 4 minute podcast, because it's a Saturday, and why the heck would you want to listen to my voice? You should be going out. Should be nice weather, hanging out. The sun is shining. Go to a coffee shop. Enjoy, enjoy. All right, but yesterday, toward the end of the day, I got a very interesting message from a colleague outside of my, let's say, 10-mile radius of concern and influence, a little bit further up north, and they were questioning a community group that I had been working on, a Facebook community group that I had been administering for the past decade. I think it was established back in 2013. So you imagine the hard work that goes into making sure that a group is cultivated. If you're on social media, you can see how it can go off the rails very quickly if you put the wrong message out there. And I've stepped in it. I just, you know, I have my own personal feelings about various things, but hopefully I've matured over the years. But I noticed that this one person was, let's just say he called the group factional. Now, what's interesting is this gentleman, I actually respect very much. He's local government. He's a good guy. I met him a few times. Has a lot to contribute. So, I like the person, but I disagreed with his theory that the group is factional. One of the problems in cultivating a good quality Facebook group is having the right balance of allowing people to speak freely, but not necessarily reach everyone freely. You know, there's some ideas that maybe don't need to be put out in the public scene. For instance, all right, you know, community group wise, if you caught my podcast from about a week ago, I was podcasting from Westchester just by the Porchester Capitol Theater watching a band play. Now, you know, if it catches on its own, great. But, you know, I as the administrator shouldn't be putting that stuff in a community group where it's maybe not relevant to that particular community. So, you know, again, maturity-wise, I have to learn what to modulate. But it's all with good intentions, that I can assure you. So when I spoke with this individual about, the factionism factor, you know, I took responsibility for my piece. But I also pointed out that it's an ongoing effort. I mean, my real ongoing effort in that neck of the woods is for developing good quality commerce in that area. That location, and I'm not kidding about this, it gets 500,000 cars going through that particular community each year. It's a great tourism area, and it's got a lot to offer. I'm not going to name names, but I think that it can grow very nicely. And I saw that 10 years ago. My point for this whole podcast is the best ideas take time. And if you're working on an idea that's big, grandiose, and sometimes you get a little bit of flack back and forth, I'm saying to you, the person that's listening to this podcast, don't give up. As long as you got a good and well-intentioned endeavor in front of you, keep moving forward. And sometimes when you're doing it online, it's a little tougher because the digital interwebs of the social medias and the AOLs and the Facebooks and the Instagrams, and the message can be construed incorrectly. That doesn't necessarily mean you need to give up on the idea. Maybe you just pause and take a little bit of extra time to figure out how to deliver the message better and more appropriately. So for those of you that are in the trenches with really good, well-intentioned, and possibly, who knows, great ideas, keep on going, all right? And that's it for now. As I always mention, just a little plug, if you're interested in checking out my second book, 30 Days to a Better Brand, it is available on Amazon for $19.99. However, you can get the first three chapters for free if you go to worksmartnewyork.com and click on the link a little bit further down. I'll send you the first three copies for free. That's the first three chapters for free. And that is worksmartny.com. Until next week, have a great weekend, and we'll see you on the flip side. Peace.
Hi, I'm Irene Gutman with Rockland Webb, a longtime colleague of Tom Osseff. I've been advising him for many years on strategies to grow his companies, and now I want to do it for you. Sign up for one of our free profit discovery sessions. We will look at 10 key areas of your business and uncover hidden or untapped revenue in just 60 minutes. I will find you a bare minimum of $20,000 in increased revenue, and most companies can discover much more over time. To learn more, call Rockland Webb at 845-877-7333 or visit rocklandwebb.com/profit. Bye for now.